My life and my death lies both in your power. I never was wretched till this cruel hour. Sometimes it is true, you tell me you love, but alas, 'tis too kind for me ever to prove. Could you guess with what pain my poor heart is oppressed? I am sure my Alexis would soon make me blessed. Distractedly jealous I do hourly rove, thus sighing and musing, 'tis all for my love. No place can I find that will yield me relief. My soul is forever entangled in grief. But if the kind stars let me see him, oh then, I forgive the cruel author of all my past pain. 'Tis strange his unkindness is such when poor I, contented, could languish for him till I die, and think it a pleasure to feel such sweet pain. If my thoughts could convince me he'd come but again, so hard there's no heart, but methinks it should yield when beauty in tears does thus plead for the field. My Alexis, return then, return and be kind, since you amongst virgins a faithful one find. Whate'er you demand, you shall see I will do. You never shall find me untrue. Come rescue me then from the arms of pale death, or she who'd enjoy you must yield him her breath. How oft when I crowned you with garlands did you swear you would forever prove constant and true, and tenderly grasp my soft hand with a smile, and whispered a thousand soft things all the while, which melted my soul in a passion of love, to grant my dear shepherd whate'er he would move. For if he returns not to give me relief, my soul is forever entangled in grief. Return then, Alexis, return and be kind, since a virgin more faithful you never can find. Return and I'll make you the pride of the plain, but alas, 'tis my fear that I wish all in vain. The fate so too cruel I fear will deny, yet come what will come, I at last can but die. But stay, who approaches so manly and great, a shepherd, it cannot be of a mean fate. Oh, 'tis, my dear love, let me fly to that bliss, and greedily snatch from his lips a kind kiss. Cease, fairest Aminta, to grieve any more. Behold thy Alexis that doth thee adore, bends at your feet and presents you a heart o'ercharged with such joys as he cannot impart. Your constancy, dearest Aminta, I find, and henceforth Alexis will ever be kind. Oh me, I must chide you so strangely to prove the passion of one that so kindly does love. Yet methinks when I gaze on your face 'twere a sin to let any person but love enter in. Conceding I now all the world may outbrave, and nothing can want since Alexis I have. No more my Aminta, but let's to the shade, and there make amends for the time we delayed. Let us crown all our joys with the transport of love, whilst ever, forever we constant will prove. Forgetting past pain, we will still live at ease, whilst Alexis shall strive his Aminta to please.